Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hey everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. This is Jen. How are you? Happy Friday. So we have another great interview to replay for you. Our guest today is Camilla, aka Ms. Hair and Humor, aka the Knotless Queen. She's a braider based in Brooklyn, New York, and the founder of Knotless Nation, where she teaches knotless braiding techniques. Listen, if you have braids or you've worn them in the past, some of the info in the beginning may seem basic to you, but every braider has a different philosophy. So, you know, for prep and care. So we wanted to hear Camilla's. We also decided to rerun this interview now because there has been some interesting updates on some of the things we discussed since this originally aired. So in the interview, you'll hear Camilla mentions the lack of Black hair education in cosmetology licensing here in New York State, where she's based and where we're based. So she's told us back then, this was in 2019, that she reached out to the board to see if there was anything being done to change that. I talked to her just last week, and she said she never got a direct reply from New York State. But since we originally spoke, she has been working with others in the industry to make some noise on this front. And I can report that good things are happening. So most, I don't know if you guys know this, but most cosmetology curriculums, especially here in New York, use a standard Milady cosmetology text. The most recent edition was published back in 2015. It does have a chapter and some info that focuses on natural and textured hair, but really it lacks a lot of the info that's important. And a lot of cosmetology schools don't even teach to it. And some of the exams don't include that information. Well, Camilla told me she actually helped name an activist Instagram account. It's called Don't Skip Chapter 18, and that group's been working to make improvements to the cosmetology education system. It seems like Milady heard them and others working on this, because the 14th edition of the text, which is due out later this year, is reportedly going to have more information. They held panel discussions and interviewed working stylists to update the content related to natural and textured hair for this new edition. I'm not saying that means the exams are going to change or the cosmetology school curriculums will change, and it might not be speedy change, but is definitely something. And I have other good news too. Since our interview, Camilla has become a guest teacher at Paul Mitchell. And she says she educates students about the history, beauty, and complexities of natural hair. So that's great. She's also worked as a braider for Madonna's Madame X tour. The documentary for that, there's like a documentary streaming starting October 8th. So if you want to see some of her hair work, her handiwork, check that out. She also worked on the film Black is King, and she's been working in theater, which is something new. And can I just share my favorite update from our guest? She was hired to do the hair of the black puppets for Sesame Street. I mean, she's doing Sesame Street puppet hair. That's so cool. Not to mention all the amazing clients she has and the hair she does here in Brooklyn. So lots of updates. I thought it was timely then that we share this with you now. I hope you enjoy the interview and make sure to follow her on Instagram. It's Ms. MS Hair and Humor.
You guys, we're so excited to have Camilla in the studio. She is a hairstylist and braid specialist here in New York City. She's known on Instagram as Ms. Hair and Humor. Welcome to the Fat Mascara Studio.
Thank you so much.
This is so exciting. So before we learn all about braids, let's learn about you. Okay. How long have you been doing this? How did you even get into this game?
So I've been braiding since single-digit age. I transitioned into doing hair professionally only 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I'm a late career changer. I did not know what I wanted to be when I grew up. And so after a series of layoffs, I decided to just jump into it and take it full time. But I've been braiding all my life as a profession, 3 years.
Amazing. Wow. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Hair and Humor.
So why is your handle Ms. Hair and Humor?
So I started as a blog, funny enough, Hair and Humor.
Were you doing that while you had your other job, your previous job?
When I got laid off. No.
I started when I got laid off. Smart.
My friends were like, you have to write. Because I spent my work day writing them emails and telling them stories. Like, I'm a natural storyteller. And they were like, you have to blog. And I'm like, about what? I don't know. And so thinking of, well, who am I? You know, when you think of what to call yourself, you think, oh, what do people say about me and who am I and blah, blah, blah. And most people know me for my hair and for my sense of humor. It's like my little secret weapon because I'm like an extroverted introvert. So people don't know.
Jen and I always talk about this. This is so weird to bring this up. It's a thing. We talked about it with our guest last week, too.
Yeah.
So what you say, extrovert, introvert, does that mean like you're extrovert in like public, but then you're an introvert inside?
I say extrovert first because I'm more so an introvert, but then I read extrovert.
Yeah, because you're outgoing.
Yeah. So I think people have a they think when you say you're an introvert, it means I'm afraid of people. Or shy.
Just like at home, like under a blanket, shaking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Literally, that's what people think. And they look at me and they're like, you have a whole afro. You're not an introvert. And I'm like, actually, that's where I get my security from. Like, this is...
Yeah.
When my hair is pulled back, I feel so exposed. And after even posting on Instagram, if I put a selfie, I'll kind of just disappear and I'll be like, oh, that was a lot. I'm going to go now. But I know because of my brand, I have to.
I do that too. After you put a selfie, you like turn it off for a little and like run away.
I throw my phone. I'm like, okay, I'm done for the day. I just put a selfie and I'm like, okay, 2 days later.
And then you'll look at it and be like, oh my God, what's happened now?
Yes.
Is the world still turning?
All of that to say, Hair and Humor started as a blog. I ran out of topics. And then as I transitioned into doing hair, I said, well, now this is more about me. It's not just about random hair. Mm-hmm. It's about the hair I do and my personality. So I just added the miss as a little.
I got to ask you, you said you were like emailing stories at work, just like funny stories about coworkers and stuff. I'd love to see some of these emails.
Oh, my God. I think that's part of why I probably got laid off.
What type of work were you doing?
A luxury jewelry from a very well-known brand.
That's so funny.
If their IT department pulled up, they would probably like, this girl hates
or they have like a book they could sell. I don't know.
I really wish I had some of those emails. It was literally stories about my day, stories about
you did it from your God. Work email? Not...
I didn't know.
At least try Gmail or something.
No.
Oh, wait, you used your corporate address?
Full time.
It's so weird that you got laid off.
My stories were funny, though.
But now
I could just imagine.
Now you're staying true to yourself. This is what you should be doing. Yes. So obviously you've been braiding since you were little.
Yes.
Who are like your braid icons? Like you have a fro, so you don't have braids yourself. Mm-hmm. But I want to know, like, who do you picture when you picture amazing braids?
When I picture
or who's your hair inspiration? Sure.
It's more so the artist. It's not because I know, and it's so funny because even now I'll see styles and everybody's like, oh my God, so-and-so has great braids, but nobody credits the artist.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just Jennifer Lopez or Beyonce in braids.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the hands in the hair?
That's so you do your homework to find that out.
I try to. Sometimes you have to, like, you end up in the Instagram rabbit hole mm-hmm. where you're just, like, clicking a person, and then you're like, oh, this person did it. And it's, like, somebody with 600 followers. And
right.
Because
right.
if they're not uber popular, they just disappear
yeah.
into the world of hair. So for me, when I think beautiful braids, I think Monica. She has, whenever she gets her hair braided, she does great braids. And then I'm old, so, like, Brandy, obviously, classic.
Mm-hmm.
Janet Jackson, the
a poetic justice moment.
You know,
of
like
course.
Those kind of things.
That's
classics.
Not old. Don't say old.
I feel old. I'm old.
I feel like you're talking about everything that Jen and I were just talking about right before we walked in.
Well,
here.
She does have Sade on her sweatshirt.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, I'm coming from this.
I'm sorry.
Generation.
I thought it was Jodie Watley. You were turned a weird way. It's falling weird.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
So what types of braids do you do, and what types of braids do you not do?
So right now the demand is for knotless braids.
That's your thing,
so box,
right?
Yeah, it's become my thing. I started off doing traditional box braids mm-hmm. with the knot at the base, but the demand and also my rise on Instagram and the use of hashtags and understanding that dynamic, mm-hmm. knotless braids took a whole world of their own.
And so, what's the, besides that, the fact that they don't have the knot at mm-hmm. the top, what is the advantage of the knotless braid?
The ability to style it right away.
Okay.
Usually in the Black community, you get braids, you can't sleep, your head hurts, you're popping pills, mm-hmm. you're crying sometimes. It just really depends on the hands.
Mm-hmm.
The knotless braids, I post a lot of girls in a bun as soon as it's
yeah.
done because they're flinging. And sometimes these girls are almost brought to tears. I almost get tears, almost.
Because they love it so much.
Because of a lifelong trauma of getting braids.
With people
and the
who
pain.
Grip too tight?
Yes. It's the grip. Mm. It's the I like to touch with love. Like when I touch people's hair, it's because I care about hair and I care about them
mm-hmm.
as opposed to sometimes I think some stylists are in the game too long and they want to get you out. It's about the dollar.
Yeah.
And I'm here building relationships. I'm nurturing. They're like, oh my God, like we're dating mm-hmm. now.
So it's not just knotless. It's like care braids.
It's an experience. Like yes,
okay.
They're care braids. Yes. Care braids, yeah. So that's the buzz.
And now,
knotless.
Could knotless be like, you could be a box braid, or it could be all different styles of braids, and they're still knotless, or it's really just that box
it's the
braid?
It's mainly the box braid,
okay.
But it's the technique of how it feeds into the natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mostly box braid style.
Yeah.
But there are ways to add hair to someone's hair and it look more natural.
I might be jumping out of order here, but mm-hmm. I did want to ask you about that. Like, what percentage of your clients are using hair or just their own hair?
Everyone.
Everyone's using...
Everyone that books me.
Okay.
And
everyone that books you is using...
Extensions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. To the point where a girl emailed me not too long ago, like, do you know how to just braid regular hair? And I'm like, I do, but nobody wants their hair braided. Like, I am just... I can only post what I do.
Right.
And so mm-hmm. what I do
you started
is
to get known
hair.
For that.
Yes.
So if someone wanted like a short cornrow style with a lot of like intricate shapes and no mm-hmm. extensions, you could still do it or you wouldn't do it?
I could do it. I probably wouldn't.
Got it. Because you have your specialty.
Yeah, I have my specialty. I mean, I have people I could refer to.
Yeah, that was my question.
Yeah, I would send that off. And I'm a perfectionist. So because I don't do the intricate...
Yeah.
I can,
yeah,
but I will probably look like a newborn, like, oh, my God, I don't know how to braid.
She's making very slow motions with her hair.
Yes.
Who taught you how to braid?
My daddy.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Did he do your hair ever?
No.
Okay.
No one did my hair.
So who were you
my mom.
Who
my
you
mom did my hair.
Okay.
My grandmother.
Okay.
So what happened is way back long ago, my favorite doll was a Brooke Shields head. I don't know if you know about.
Wait, like just like a head
it was
with
a
the bodice,
head and the
like
shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I had a Barbie. You know that?
I had a Barbie one, but I have no doubt that there was
my
a Brooke Shields one.
Brooke Shields and her hair. Well, she was known for that mm-hmm. hair, and the hair on the head was everything, and it was my most coveted toy. And I'm sitting on the bed. I don't have a lot of memory of my childhood, but I remember this moment. I'm sitting there and I'm twisting my fingers, and I'm like, "Look, Dad, I braided." And he was like, that's not a braid. And he was a Boy Scout in Trinidad.
Oh, wow.
And so part of tying rope, one of the techniques, I guess, is braiding or knotting, single knots, all those kind of things. And so he just kind of said, give me that doll. Let me show you what a braid is. And literally it was like, a whole new world. Yeah. I have not stopped braiding since. Yep.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to what you do now, I know this is something you really love to address on your Instagram, but what are some of the misconceptions people have about braiding? Like they come into the session with you or they think they're going to get a certain look and don't. Tell me about what people get wrong.
What people get wrong about braids themselves or the service?
Sure,
just
either.
In general. Well, besides the fact that it has to hurt, that's one of the biggest misconceptions.
No, a lot of people think if it doesn't, you're not getting a good tight
hold. Yep. Okay. It's true. So that's false. That they don't have to wash their hair when they have it. That is a huge misconception. I think sometimes when women put styles in their hair, protective styles, they think, oh, I'm free. I don't have to do this anymore. I don't have to think about it. But you have to have a clean scalp. You have to wash your hair. You have to do things that create a healthy growing environment for your hair coming out of your scalp.
How do you suggest people wash once they have braids from you?
With a cleansing shampoo, if they must, depending on their
You mean like a cleansing conditioner or like a...
Cleansing shampoo, like something that's sudsy
you
and
do
clear.
Like, you like poo.
And it doesn't,
A little bit of poo.
There's a place for poo. Okay. There's a place for poo.
And it doesn't mess up or like cause them to unravel or frizz or...
It will frizz, but I also show them. I literally have a mini tutorial with each of my clients on how to gently.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like
how to,
get in between with your
get
fingers.
Get in between because my parting is also a big part of the experience. Yeah. So I say your parting is exposed. Take your hand, do a little gentle zhuzh, make a little suds and stand under the shower head and let the dirt and oil release and wash under. You're not washing it like this is my hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're washing it like I'm doing it's for a purpose. Yeah. Everything when you have braids has to have intention. And so after you clean your scalp, I suggest like a tea tree or a peppermint oil because they actually have antibacterial, antifungal properties. So you're still creating this nurturing environment for your hair to grow as opposed to, oh my God, I have braids. I'm not combing my hair for 2 months.
So that's not quite common.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
It's a lot of people are coming from that old school thinking or just stereotype in general, just the belief that they don't have to.
You said 2 months. So what's the standard on Ms. Hair and Humor braids? How long are they lasting?
I correct my clients when they say that. They say, how long do the braids last? No. How long should you have them in?
So
how long should you have them in?
I recommend 4 to 6 weeks because after that point, your hair needs to be washed fully, thoroughly.
Like the strands, like the insides of the braid.
You have to wash your hair.
Oh my God, what can happen to a braid with extensions if you don't wash it? Tell me what you find in there. Tell me.
It build up oil. Oil is coming out of our scalps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The elements, people forget sun, wind, dirt.
Oh, in New York,
New York is dirty.
Just my windowsill, I have to clean all the time. I'm serious.
Imagine
I get
your
head. Yeah, New Yorkers, you know what I'm talking about. There's like black soot that comes in. Like Charles Dickens soot. So that gets all stuck in your hair.
So imagine what's happening in your hair. And then you're not washing and then you're going to the gym and then.
Even if they aren't grown out, so they still look okay. If it's been 6 weeks.
Yes.
It's time to go back.
So they don't need a special shampoo. I'm still stuck on that. Like if you're getting braids, you don't need like a special shampoo. You can just use any shampoo.
No.
What do you like? Yeah. What shampoo do you like?
What shampoo do I like? I like Cream of Nature shampoo. But you can literally, because shampoo is shampoo. It's at the end of the day, it's science. It's chemicals. It's stuff. So I say the suds, people, natural hair girls are afraid of suds, but there's a place for it. There's a place for everything.
That's why I thought that I was surprised when you said it wasn't like a more creamy wash or something like that.
No. Not for while you have braids in, because what happens with the white creamy washes is the fact that you have the braids in your hair is entangled, entangled with it. If you don't do a thorough wash, that will stay on your hair. And
you don't have a nice curl.
And it's a magnet for the soot.
Boom.
You're boom. Still stuck on the foot.
Boom. It's a dirt party.
It's a dirt party. I
do
that.
Not want an invitation to the dirt party.
No.
And so, sorry.
Me?
Yeah, I have more questions.
Yeah, I know. We're talking about aftercare right now, mm-hmm. but then like prep is important too, right?
Yes.
So could you give people orders when they come to you, right? Like, this is what I need you. Tell us what a good client will mm-hmm. come to you with.
Oh, my gosh. A good client is coming to me with freshly trimmed hair, first of all. That would be amazing. I mean, I do offer trims. But if they come prepared.
At a cost.
But if they come with trimmed hair, that's great. So basically healthy hair. And clean hair, because right now as a freelance, I wish I had a little studio just like this mm-hmm. that I could put a sink and offer these things. But in the interim, I would love if my clients had clean hair, healthy hair with no product. Mm-hmm. I actually apply a light conditioning massage.
This sounds so relaxing. I'm coming in for braids.
No, my clients
this is
sleep.
So good.
I've had snorers. A girl drooled.
This is before you even start braiding with gel and everything.
I could tell this is a really nice experience.
And I have a fan blowing.
Oh.
And I have music playing.
I'm getting relaxed.
And they literally, they're like, I love you. Mm-hmm.
Are they just sitting in a chair? And
they
like,
are. I have my chair. Yeah. And there's a headrest. Oh. So their head can go back.
They're definitely
back.
Falling asleep. Yeah.
No, literally. Especially my mom. My mom clients, they love it because it's an intimate exchange, which is also not what people are used to.
You're like, I'm not a babysitter. I'm a braider. Leave the kids at home.
Yes. Someone asked me if they can bring
their child. Well, it's hard to get childcare.
And I kindly said no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so kind. And after she did, and she came. And then when she got to me, she was like, oh, I would never bring my child here. This is what I need.
Yeah. So, a moment away.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes,
microbes and heavy metals, you don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
Talked about a lot of that. You didn't talk about texture, but say someone's coming with, like, I don't know what your curl pattern is, like a 4C, whatever. Do they have to blow it out at all? Can you?
Yes. Yes.
So that's another thing,
right? That's another thing. No kinks or coils or curls. That's not the place for that. And the reason being, to get the most out of the style, mm-hmm. you want to start with a straight slate.
As straight as possible.
Right. But as straight as
possible.
Because
I feel like then they have to come to your mm-hmm. place with the straight hair.
Yes. I mean, okay. If they don't, I also, I also help them. But again, I'm all about getting people in and out at a decent time.
So it's funny you said that. So my college roommate, Gail, I don't know if you listen, but hey, Gail always got braids. I went to Rutgers and she would leave on Saturday morning at like the crack of dawn. And then she would come back with like some shopping and some food from the city and she'd have her braids and she'd get them fresh. She didn't get them done as often as you're suggesting. But I said, I remember the first time I was like, what were you doing? She's like, I was there all day. She was there like 5 hours, 6 hours. Mm-hmm. How long does it take for you to do braids on average?
Well, no, an average is 5 hours.
Okay.
That is an average.
But it's like a relaxing one, not like,
yes,
I remember
chatting.
Gail not being very comfortable.
Oh, yes. No. This is 5 hours of pleasure. Literally, we're talking or not. I mean, I follow the lead of the person in my chair because I can stand. I'm in my groove. So if they want to stay quiet and like, oh, my God, I had a bad day. Do your thing.
Yeah.
I'll be back here.
Yeah.
How many clients will you do in a day?
Two is a busy day for me. I have it paced out.
That is a busy day.
Yeah.
Don't your hands get cramped up?
They used to.
So
I think
what
now
do you do?
I'm like a superhero and they because they I think besides the fact that they adjusted, I've learned to do hand exercises.
Oh, wow.
And you know those grippy...
Stress balls.
No, not the ball. The guys use.
Oh, my God. The weight trainer ones.
Oh, yeah. You
like
don't
those springs.
Mess with me. Yeah, you
the
don't want to mess with me. I'm like springing.
You actually do that?
Yeah.
Did you get those like for this reason?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Your hands must be so strong.
No, they are. So when I play fight with my husband now, he's like, I don't think you're playing. I think you're actually hitting me. I'm like, no, I'm really playing. But my grip totally changed.
That's really funny.
No.
It's like a weird side effect.
And does it, right. Let's talk about braider care too. Like, mm-hmm. I know the product that you're using is important for how it's going to look and hold up.
Yes.
But for you yourself, like, what kind of gels or creams do you like to use to get it to all go together smoothly, the extension and the natural
so
hair?
So it depends on the texture.
Oh, okay.
So for fine hair, I like, Mizani mm-hmm, has a... Mm-hmm. A forming cream, I believe is the proper term. And American Crew actually also has a same kind. It's very tacky.
Yeah.
And so I know that American Crew product.
Yeah, it's
guys
a small
love
black.
It.
Yeah. It's really good for the edge and depending mm-hmm. on the texture. Or if it's natural hair and we're dealing with the alphabet 3C, A, B, C, D, I like it's a product called.
If you can't remember, it's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I really can't remember.
You can email me later and we'll put
jar.
It
yeah, it's a blog. Huge jar. And it lasts so long. And it's clear, so it doesn't.
I pictured Dippity Doo. Remember Dippity
yeah.
Doo? Was
oh,
like
yeah.
A,
they still make it, I think.
And when you hit the jar with your finger, it was like, ding.
Yes.
It had that, like,
it's
bounce.
It was like jelly.
Yes.
It was like
but
jelly
it's not jam.
Kind of
like a jelly, yeah. almost.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, yeah. but it's not like a jam. It's not, right. like, greasy. That It's that thing that you're talking about.
Got it.
So I know that, you know, I don't want to ask a question about how long do they last, but let's say, okay, you mm-hmm. said 4 to 6 weeks. Once you're at week 3, 4, mm-hmm. okay, you know, 6, mm-hmm. what can we do to help it last? Like, what can we do to make the, you know, keep it looking fresh? You just mentioned some of the care products.
What
but
about,
is
like, pillowcases
yeah.
or any of that?
Oh, yeah, totally. I usually recommend a scarf, a silk scarf, mm-hmm. when you're even in the house, because people will play with their boyfriend, their dog, their baby, mm-hmm. and they forget friction is going to age the braids.
Mm.
So the pillow for sleeping is great, but also just in general, come through the door, keep your head flat as possible, because you want to train your hair to stay in position, mm-hmm. because you're just going to extend it. So at that 6 week mark, besides the fact that you should be taking it out,
yeah,
touch-ups, you could technically do a touch-up. Because okay. while your hair is growing and the added weight of the hair is pulling you down, that's where the problem starts. That's mm-hmm. where people take advantage of, oh, it still looks good. I'll stretch it again, but it has to come out.
Since we're talking about the weight of it, let's talk about hair for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Will you buy the hair? Do they bring their own hair? Do you require a certain type of hair? Questions.
I provide the hair.
Oh, that's not so the norm, is
it's
it?
It's typically
you like full service.
It's a full
that's
service.
That's a huge thing.
It is because...
How do you know what kind of hair you need?
Because if it's a black girl coming in, I know what she needs.
Or she'll say, would you get pictures? Period. What if she was a color, like she wanted purple?
Oh, no, we have a whole mini consult.
Oh,
so there's
okay.
like a relationship established
yeah.
beforehand, and my booking system allows them to put colors.
Okay.
Or they'll base it off my picture. They'll resend me somebody that I posted.
Okay, so you know what they're looking for.
Oh, yes. They fill it out. It's very simple.
A go-to brand that you like?
I do. I like Sensational Hair.
Okay.
I recently transitioned to them, and
is that
I
real
love
hair?
It. No, it's synthetic.
Okay.
I haven't found a real hair brand that I love. I would love to. There's a hairstylist in LA that I know uses human hair, and I'm so curious to do a human hair,
mm-hmm.
like a Zoe Kravitz kind of look.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
so curious to get into human
her
hair.
Her braids are gorgeous.
So expensive. Yeah, they're always really, really nice.
But when you say Zoe Kravitz kind of look, like how you know that's real hair? Like what do you?
Yeah, well, because I know the stylist that
oh, okay.
I don't know her, but I know
who does
from Instagram,
her braids?
Nikki Nelms.
Oh, Nikki Nelms.
Yeah. And I believe mm-hmm. she uses human hair.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So here's a question: when you started to transition from working at the luxury jewelry company that shall not be named to doing your own thing, did you have to go like get a cosmetology license?
I have a New York State natural hair license.
Okay.
And a cosmetology.
So what's the difference?
The difference is by law mm-hmm. with the New York State natural hair license. I wanted to say the whole thing. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's like, you know, I mean, you earned it. So
yes, yes. They, by law, you can braid, twist, lock, weave, anything short of cutting color.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I did that first because remember, I got laid off, so I didn't know. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. I know I mm-hmm. like it, but
yeah.
can I really do it?
Do it like for a job.
Yeah, and so that program was 5 months. And so I said, well, this will be my foot
just
in the
for
water.
The braiding license is
for
5 months.
Braiding.
And could
yeah.
you work, mm-hmm. like have a day job and do this, or was this like 5 months of your life?
Oh, this was 5 months straight because I had no job. So this
well,
was
I didn't
just
know if you got like something else on the side.
No.
Wow, so 5 months of your life to get the natural hair mm-hmm. license. Okay. And then do you did you feel like, okay, now I'm a better braider? Do you need this kind of training?
No, I didn't. The license basically...
It's just a formality?
Yeah. It basically showed me how to pass the test. The requirement by law to say...
How do you feel about that? Because some states, too, they'll require a full-on cosmetology license where you do cut, color, learn to perm, all that stuff, makeup application, to do... And they don't even teach braiding.
Nope.
But if you want to braid, you still need that license.
Absolutely.
How do you feel
about
that?
Wait, so do you need both? I'm sorry.
No,
you don't need both. Because you could have just gotten yours. So that's you went above the...
In New York.
In other states,
yeah.
You need that whole kit and caboodle, even though you're not... It has nothing to do with what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's
infuriating.
Because it's an ignored texture. It's ignored people. It's just ignored completely. And so to say that you need 11 months of a program that we're not going to show you or even mention black hair in this book, but you need to read it and study it and know it. And then at the end of the day, you want to be a braider. It's like...
It's so antiquated.
What's the point? It is.
And it just doesn't make sense. You're spending all of this money. You're not earning.
Yep.
To make money.
Exactly.
It's all over the place. I can't explain it super well, but it's just crazy.
No,
can
it
I
is
say
crazy.
It's crazy.
Honestly, I recently emailed the department to challenge that
in New York State.
Yeah, to say, hi, I wanted to know what can be done to include the things that we actually use in real life.
So you want more black hair education in the existing licensing program or that
you
don't?
It should absolutely be a part of it.
Agree.
Yeah, no, it should absolutely be a part of it because it just, it's just so many places I can go. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
I mean, I feel like it has a little built-in institutional racism
there. Absolutely.
I mean, I'll say it if you want, but like.
But even still, even in school, for example, the reason why I got the cosmetology, just to answer that, is because after I got licensed, my clients were like, oh, my God, so now you can trim my hair. And I was like, no, I don't know how to do that. And so I decided to take it all the way. But even when I was in cosmetology school, the Russian students, they were afraid. They didn't know what to do.
With your hair, you mean?
With black hair, period.
Oh, okay.
They did. When my clients would come see me, they would gather around and watch, but they wouldn't. They're like, no, I'm not. No, I don't want to touch it. I don't want to do it.
Were they just totally intimidated because it's not part of the curriculum?
I definitely think it's an intimidation thing. Absolutely. Absolutely an intimidation thing. And it's unfortunate because then you get into situations where in Hollywood or somewhere they're on set and a black actress or whoever will come. And they're like, oh, I don't know what to do. And then you have, I mean, there are things on that float around that it's, they'll do something with black hair that's like, why?
Yeah.
Why don't you know? And they don't know because it's not part of the system. And it's not part of the system because of institutionalized racism.
Yeah. We Jen and I have interviewed a ton of hairstylists who will say, you know, sometimes like for runway shows, you know, I won't name the big ones, but you know, the brands are probably on the same street as your old jewelry place.
Yes.
Okay. They will hire, you know, black stylists to do the braids, but then it's like hair by Pierre Brabeau, you know, and like they just always, because they don't know what to do. And they're like, okay, icons, legends, quote unquote, in the industry, but they don't know how to do, you know, hair for a tremendous percentage of the world.
Absolutely.
So,
and then that goes back to the beginning where I said the hands are being ignored. The hands and the hair are being ignored. And the black stylists are not getting credit because then that's the concept of braids on black women are not professional. Braids, locks on other races are edgy.
Do your clients and you still feel that way about braids? I mean, you're a braid specialist. Do you think that women with braids are seen as less professional looking?
To me personally, no.
Yeah, not as much.
Absolutely. In the real world, yes.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I do think so. Because they tell me about it.
Clients will say like...
They tell me all about it.
Like my boss did not like the braids or whatever.
Or the underhand, the comments. It's the microaggressions. Oh. It's the little things. It's,
I wish you guys could see this face.
It happens all that they tell me the stories. Yeah. And then there are the ones that push back and say, but, well, with the new ban that you can't discriminate against, you know, air quotes, but it still happened.
Oh, in New York City, you're talking about hair salons. We've had some controversies here in our in our town.
In our own
we're global podcast, so we're just going to fill you in, do some Googling. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, real talk about this on the same kind of level. Mm-hmm. What about women who are not women of color getting braids? How do you feel about it?
How do I feel about it? As a stylist, braids to the world. I want everybody to have braids because it's an art form. It's weaving. It's a skill.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful skill. As a Black woman, it's frustrating because, again, there will be the major, like you mentioned,
runway
shows that will take a part of Black culture, put it on the models, and it's, oh my God, it's amazing. It's edgy.
So
it's
chic.
Urban. But then the people.
Urban. That word always makes me laugh.
Urban.
Yeah.
That's the word, though, because it's chic. All of those words, but it ignores the source. It ignores the fact that the actual culture of people that wear these hairstyles are being fired. They're not getting promotions. There's a whole, the word cultural appropriation comes up, but then there's a way to appreciate without appropriating. And so that discussion,
it's ongoing.
Wait, exhausting.
What about this example? Because I see this and it makes me cringe. Mm-hmm. A white woman goes on a cruise to the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. She stops in Jamaica. And she comes back on the...
That was my elementary school. Like, literally, after every Thanksgiving break, there'd be a bunch of girls coming in.
Oh, like rich girls that went to Jamaica and got braids?
And, they would get, like, either
the little plastic beads on them.
Either just a touch on the side, just an accent moment, or the whole Monty, full Monty.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I might have gotten braids once when I was little. Anyway, how do you feel about that particular type of...
Again,
it's weird, right?
It's weird because
it's like 70-pound little white girls like coming back with like 80-pound braids.
But the thing is, again, it is a style. It is a hairstyle. Yeah. I follow Sweetheart. Have you heard of Sweetheart's hair braiding?
No.
It's this mom. She's a white woman, and she does the craziest designs. I watch her page like, oh my God, you're a gangster.
There's like waterfall braids and things. I actually know
where
you're talking
about. Where is she from? Like what state?
I don't know.
It's just hilarious.
You get lost in her work.
Yeah.
And I think she's like from Norway. She's from somewhere.
Sweetheart's braids.
Sweetheart hair design.
Sweetheart hair design. Okay.
Amazing. How can you be mad at, like, you know, that's a skill. But at the same time, I just think it's when Black women are ignored or put down and told, let's not do that.
Yeah.
And then the next day you go to Jamaica and you're doing it. And it's like, no, it's just a little fun thing. But it's not a little fun thing. It's part of culture.
I wonder if we'll ever get to a place where, like, we can, like, braids are accepted by everyone. But I'm obviously we're not.
I don't think in the next 5 to 10 years.
I think it'll take a lot more speaking out, a lot more podcasts that are global, a lot more people saying, let's do the right thing, especially it's at the expense of Black women being ridiculed, being left out of the conversation, or, again, on the runways.
Does it depend on the individual who's doing it?
Who's doing the braids or wearing the
who's
braids?
Who's wearing the braids.
Sometimes it does.
Because sometimes you could tell there's an appreciation and an understanding of where the art form came from.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about, like the little girls. Or like
not
like, you
Bo Derek on the 70s beat. Right.
Right. But like, even she acknowledged that, I heard.
She did acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she said that she was inspired by, like, the source. Like, she had, like, source material.
Source material.
But, I mean,
great.
She's not going to walk around. Like, this is what I'm just genuinely curious about. If someone, I'm in Central Park, and I see someone with, like, the Bo Derek braids, can I, like, you know, tiss, tiss, cross my arms, wag my finger, if, like, who knows, like, she may have like a Bo Derek story behind her. I don't know. You know, it's like you don't. Why I asked, does it depend on the person? Don't worry, I'm not getting braids.
No.
I feel like it sounds like
you're
angling. Like, what about?
You want a butt me, don't you?
What about?
She just wants the massage and the cream part.
Just come in to sleep.
No. But see, even in that, the fact that they are. Again, it's tricky because the fact that you're calling them Bo Derek braids.
Oh, that was just for our purpose.
Oh, for our purpose.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But that's
what style.
Happens,
I meant like she really got braids, you know, like she went for it.
But that's how it happens, though.
Right. And or they call them boxer braids instead of box braids.
Yeah.
Does that,
that, of course. Yeah. Or what was the other one? The big one? Cinnabons.
Instead of Bantu
nuts? Yes. Like, that's a big
deal. Okay, well, I didn't mean to get myself in trouble by calling them.
No.
But my point was, how can we discern who is like, you know, a moron and who is like, genuinely, all right, like, yeah, yeah, okay, cool. Like
you've done your homework.
Who are we talking to? Maybe it was like, it was Jawara, like, and he was like, you know, you need to recognize the source material, the source material. Mm-hmm. But how does somebody, like, in practice, just like pragmatically walking down the street, how do we know, like, hey, babe, you recognize the source material.
Right, right,
like,
right.
You keep going with those.
No, I know what you mean. And I actually thought about that recently. It's true. On a day-to-day, it is hard.
Yeah.
But I think where the frustration and the fury comes from, it's when it's the celebrities. It's when we're outside of the day-to-day.
Okay.
And then it trickles down into the people who are mostly going to be morons about
it. I hear you entirely.
So it starts at the top because that's the world we're in. If the celebrity doesn't do it, it doesn't exist. Beyonce can do something and it's like, oh my God, I've never seen a ponytail before. You know, so
it's amazing.
It's a ponytail.
Yeah.
So it starts at that celebrity level because we're gawkers. Everybody's looking. It's social media. We're looking. We're like, ooh.
And those are the people that need to especially do their homework.
Especially.
And also I hear you saying earlier, you're like, and recognize your stylist. Like when you put up your new picture, like who did your hair? Give her some credit
Tag him. Yeah. Tag him. Yeah. It's so important. And it's nothing more than, to me anyway, a way to just be seen. Mm-hmm. Because my goal is not to be popular. That's not the goal. I'm doing a service.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on the cover of a magazine. I want that little small credit though. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm doing somebody's hair in the magazine, I don't want it to be Gigi Von G. I want it to say Camilla's hands.
Yeah.
This is who did this. That's a skill. That's a talent. So it is frustrating.
It's happening for you though. I feel it.
It's bubbling. It's bubbling.
Can we talk about your gorgeous hair?
Yes.
It's not
we always ask people at the end, we say, what are some of your favorite products?
Yeah, what do you use in your hair?
A little bit of everything. I'm so not loyal. I spend the least amount of time on my hair. Like, I will be with my client and say, you should wash your hair and oh my gosh, you have to do this. And then when I leave them, I'm like, I'm not doing my hair. Like, absolutely not. I'm going to sleep. I don't have time. So for me right now, besides the cream of nature that I use a brand called The Do. I use Camille Rose.
D-O-O, not D-E-W, right?
No, D-O-U-X.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's like an old school.
They have
classic.
Yeah. I love the branding for that brand.
Yeah.
And what else? Camille Rose, Jane Carter. I literally grab because I go to events sometimes and I'll get things. Mm-hmm. And then because my hair is cut. That was so funny.
Mm-hmm. We've known each other a while.
I'll just grab anything because my hair is curly. I can literally put cat tears in my hair and it will curl.
What?
I'm just saying.
You quit
anything.
What'd you say?
Anything wet.
Cat
I
tears.
Said cat tears.
Cat tears.
But I don't mean cat tears. No.
That's so sad, the idea of a cat crying.
But you know what I mean? Like clients ask me, what do you use in your hair?
A lot of people with curly hair, they're very particular. So, but not yet.
My friend has like a cocktail that has not changed since like 1999.
Really?
Yeah. It's like half herbal essences gel.
Mousse.
Yeah, it's mousse and it's a whole. She's got a recipe.
What's your lip recipe then? Before we let you go,
My lip recipe.
So you have a lovely red lip.
Thank you.
But it's like a deep blue red.
It's Ruby Woo, but I do mix, so I'll do Ruby Woo as my base.
Okay.
And then I'll take a red dollar store pencil, and I'll color in just to give it an extra.
You do the pencil after the lipstick?
Yes.
Oh, I do it the other way around.
And before. I mix. Oh. I'm all over the place with
it. So you have some nice lasting power.
Yeah.
The base. Do you carry around the pencil, too?
I do. I'm not fussy about anything else.
Okay.
But my mouth. Even when I get my makeup done, I'm like, to make me everything fabulous, don't touch my mouth.
You'll do it yourself.
I have to do my mouth myself.
Some people like that with mascara,
too. Oh, yeah. I don't like people like,
do you wear mascara?
I do.
What's your mascara?
L'Oreal, the gray one.
The Voluminous?
Yes.
The classic.
It's good. So juicy.
Best.
Yeah.
It's literally the best. And I have little short lashes, and it just makes me look like.
Nice.
I have something there. I don't.
This was fun.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I learned
you
a lot.
So
this
much.
Is a really good convo.
Tell
good.
Us if you hear back from the New York State Cosmetology Board or whatever they're called.
I'm going to follow up with that.
Okay.
Because it's important, especially to me.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You,
and
ladies.
Us.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so
of
much
course.
For caring.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We've never said bye before, but
bye.
I like it.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara. If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182. Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.